Hey everybody, it's Madison Murray here, back with another one of my podcasts. But before I begin, I want to ask you, what was the last business you purchased something from? Now, it could have been a local business, a large mainstream business, but just think of what you last bought, a pair of shoes, an iced caramel latte. And when you think of this business, think about its values. Is it valuing race relations? Is it valuing and recognizing these political movements? Does it genuinely care about the diversity in its workplace? Today I'm going to be talking about how after recent protests, businesses are now taking actions to improve their race relations. Whether or not these actions are genuine is something that is up for question. From the steps businesses are taking to promote their support for the Black Lives Matter movement, it is evident that any company can be flexible with changing their morals and their attitudes towards political issues. It is fair to argue that certain corporations only care about certain political issues if it's profitable. For instance, with the nationwide Black Lives Matter movement protests that have been going on recently, there's been an outcry for political change in our country. Many businesses have been showing their support for the Black Lives Matter movement. But why now? No, think about it. Like, where was this before? Companies like Starbucks, Nike, and Ben & Jerry's have been advocating for the Black Lives Matter movement and promoting diversity, but do they really mean it? Is it deemed unethical for a business to hop on a political bandwagon just to make a profit? Let's first take a look at the story of Nike. On May 29th, 2020, Nike posted a video on Instagram titled, "For Once, Don't Do It," which is the exact opposite of their slogan, "Just Do It." The Instagram video was basically saying to not ignore the issue racism in America and to take action. The post was meant to show Nike support for the Black Lives Matter movement and that we are all in this together. Nike also claimed that they are going to recognize Juneteenth as a holiday and give their workers paid leave for this day. They also stated the Nike family will never stop striving to role model how a diverse company acts. I personally question this statement as the entire executive board of Nike is all white and they cannot claim and pride themselves on being a diverse company when there is no diversity on their executive board. However, Nike did create a diversity task force to tackle the issue of a lack of diversity in their workplace. Still, Nike is a company where I question their intentions. I can sense their performative activism deep down. In my opinion, Nike only spoke out on the issues of racism in America because it was trending. Where were the Black Lives Matter statements before? Nike is also a prime example of how businesses are able to change their ideals simply to keep their consumer support. Another company that had to change their ideals was Starbucks. Starbucks is a company that publicly supported the Black Lives Matter movement only after receiving backlash from the public. They had released a statement saying that employees were not allowed to wear any kind of clothing that supports the Black Lives Matter movement because they have a company policy that prohibits political attire to create a safe and welcoming environment for customers. However, Starbucks is known for openly supporting the LGBTQ rights and celebrating Pride Month by selling Pride-style cups and gift cards. However, when it comes to the political issue of the Black Lives and rights, Starbucks was not supportive. Because of the backlash that Starbucks received from customers, they announced that Starbucks will be making their own Black Lives Matter shirts to support the movement. Without this pressure from the public, I personally don't believe that Starbucks would have implemented this kind of change. But because the public are what keeps Starbucks in business, it is essential to comply with customers even when the business may not agree. Starbucks, in my eyes, is another company that hops on a political bandwagon when necessary. In my opinion, Ben & Jerry's is a prime example of how a company should handle race relations and their support for political issues. Ben & Jerry's is a company that strives for equity in their business and they recognize the lack of diversity in their company and have goals to diversify their executive board. Years before the death of George Floyd and the many protests, Ben & Jerry's had already been donating as much as one-fifth of their discretionary marketing budget to the Black Lives Matter movement and Occupy Wall Street. A Ben & Jerry's owned bakery called Grayston Bakery in Yonkers, New York, practices opening hiring, meaning that anyone who wants to work can work. No resumes needed, no interviews needed, and no background checks are needed. Open hiring is a practice that can benefit the lives of formerly incarcerated individuals. Grayston Bakery sets an example for other companies to use this method because it provides opportunities to many. Additionally, through their website, you can access published articles that educate you on racism in America. Despite this, there's always going to be an argument that Ben & Jerry's could potentially be performative activists. But in my eyes, it is a company that has always cared about these issues and has not hopped on a political bandwagon. Their consistent activism is something that is appealing to many consumers and even myself. After learning about these facts, I know that the $7 I paid for a pint of Cherry Garcia will be worth it, and Ben & Jerry's will always be in my freezer. Overall, I think that it is important to recognize that not all companies are genuine with their support on specific political issues. Unfortunately, companies like Starbucks and Nike see the Black Lives Matter movement as a trend that they need to follow to satisfy their customers, when in reality, these companies should be focusing on improving race relations and diversity in their businesses. I believe that every business should prioritize and support human rights and not only support political movements when it is convenient. It is important to understand what companies' true intentions are and to learn what they value. Companies like Ben & Jerry's give me hope for the future of business. And it is companies that stay true to their values and work towards improving diversity and race relations that are the most trusted by the people. Diversifying companies is something that is essential to the future, as inclusivity in the workplace allows for different perspectives to be heard. And therefore, businesses will thrive and appeal to more people. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope this session today helped you to gain insight on the importance of race relations and diversity in the workplace, as well as the importance of values and truth when it comes to political movements in business. Thank you guys again, and I'll see you soon.